This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
From Dahlin to Byram. Byram, circle to the left. Shoot, scores! He was hunting for a goal there and he found it. Ryan Leonard with the puck now for the Capitals. Way over to the left wing boards. Walks in. Deep save by Lucan, and Sabres get the 2 points.
Not easy beating the winningest shootout team in NHL history. The Capitals found that out on Saturday night. Welcome in. It's a brand new week. It's a game night, and there's lots to look back on. Are you emotionally up, down, sideways, based on everything that may have happened in your sporting world this weekend?
I'm okay now. I'm okay.
Are you?
The Bills helped me
Are
on
you really?
Sunday. Yeah, I'm okay. It was a busy sports weekend. I mean, between baseball and football and hockey and the NBA and, you know, there was a ton to watch. But obviously, you know, the Sabres had their game on Saturday, which, while the Blue Jays game 7 was happening after or during, and I went across to the draft room at Labatt's, and I had a few friends from Toronto in town, and Duffer, I blame this one guy. I don't even know his name. It was a friend of a friend. But we're in the 8th inning, and he went over to the bar and asked if he could buy champagne.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. You know the reaction. So, first of all, they didn't have big bottles of champagne, so they had little bottles.
You got to get that guy's name and call him out. That's so bad.
Well, yeah, but he was pretty drunk, so I don't know that he realized what he was doing. But
that's not an excuse.
So then he's like, okay, I want, you know, 40 of these little bottles of champagne and be ready. And then that's when, obviously, it made it 4-3 in the 8th and then 4-4 in the 9th. And it went to extras. I could not bring myself to stay there for 18 innings. Like, I was like, this could be a long way.
Right.
So after the 9th inning, I left. I actually got home by the time the Jays were at bat in the 10th. And then I saw the 11th and pretty incredible.
Well, we may dive into it a little further here on the show, but it is a game night after all, and the Sabres, on the heels of a win to extend their point streak to 6 games, they're also 5-1-3 in their last 9, will once again look different tonight because Zucker is unavailable. He is out due to illness, and so is Yuri Kulik as far as not healthy right now. So Noah Ostlund's been called up. The lines looked really different in practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was an optional morning skate today. And all of this is likely to unfold in front of Alex Lyon tonight. So, and on top of it, it is an opportunity for, you know, the particulars in the big off-season trade to go against each other for the first time. So let's dive in from the standpoint of the Sabres and Doan and Kesselring.
This is a unique experience, obviously, where there's opportunities in the year where you play against one or two friends, or now you're playing a whole team of guys that you'd played with and grown with as a person. So it's one of those things where I think the first couple shifts just get out of the way early and kind of reset your mind. But I'm excited for every game, and there's nothing really different about this one. There's two big points at stake right now in the standings, and I think at the end of the year we're going to look back at games like this and need these points. So I think that's my main focus point for this one.
I've done it before. I did it in junior, I guess, in Edmonton. I had a few guys that I played against. I never played with Edmonton, but a few guys like Clowder and Skinner there that I played against. I think this time will be a little bit more nerve-wracking. I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty nervous, but it'll be a lot of fun. I have a lot of really good friends over there, and it'll be fun to compete against them, and it's going to be hard. I'm going to be giggling the first few shifts trying to get into it, but it'll be good. It's a great group over there, too. I talked to a few of them. I said, keep their heads up tomorrow. I'll play them hard. I mean, it's how you got to play. Their top two lines are heavy, and that third line with Krauser and Boehner are heavy. You got to try to match that heaviness, and yeah, I definitely want to play them hard. I want to give them nothing so I can talk a little smack after the game, but you got to be careful too, because play a little too aggressive, they're pretty shifty guys, so you got to make sure you have them before you play them, but it'll be a lot of fun.
More from Kesselring at the bottom of the hour as he'll join us here on Sabres Live in advance of the first meeting against Utah in a season series that will be done a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
Buffalo will be in Utah, and hopefully they will have evened the all-time series between the Mammoth, well, hockey club, whatever, Utah, Buffalo. They lost both of them last year, 5-2 on both accounts, so the hope now is...
They're the only franchise they've not beaten.
Yeah, it took a while to get Seattle, but they do have... thank you, Jeff Skinner, hat trick, but that was about the only one. Obviously, given that we'll hear from Kesselring later...
Yes.
We can add more on the Sabre side. What are you expecting from the Paterka side and the fans tonight?
I think that there should be a good reception for J.J. Paterka. I mean, he was a very good player, good part of the community, fan favorite. So I did a little something yesterday morning at City Hall, Duffer, with some crisis counselor from the Buffalo Public School System. And one of the lady that is a counselor, her son, 9 years old, I believe, very big J.J. Paterka fan. So they will be sitting right behind the Utah bench tonight. Mm. She just got a brand new Sabres jersey with her name on the back for being, you know, kind of rewarded or kind of, you know, for her
recognized,
work.
Recognized, yeah.
Recognized, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you for her work. So she's like, look for us behind the bench. I'll be wearing my Sabres jersey, and my kid will be wearing his Utah Mammoth jersey.
Aww.
So I'm like, this is good. But so that's, I think J.J. Paterka has a lot of fans. A lot of people will be happy to see him. Now, I'm not saying it's like Brad Marchand going back to Boston, but it's still a game. And if the Sabres can win and keep this positive movement going, they're 5-1-3 in their last nine. If you wrap it up in a 10-game segment and you're 6-1-3, that would be like 15 points in a 10-game segment. That would be pretty impressive. So I think that's the one thing that the fans are looking forward to this game tonight.
I have Kesselring as my anytime goal scorer tonight because, you know me, I'm in favor of long odds. But he's also,
I got Doan.
Okay, good. Doan's at +220. Kesselring's at +1700 for those that are, of that mindset.
Yeah, you only need to hit on one of them per, like, 2 months, and you're fine. I need to hit on them, like, every two or three games.
That's I don't think I'm wired that way. yeah, I'll just get back to this success story in 2 months.
Well, that's what the odds are
I know.
That's what the odds are for.
Selfishness, greediness, whatever. Yeah.
You know, and then when you hit on those and you put them on social media, that's why, like, the big thing is, like, when these people have seven leg parlays and they put $50 and they win 15 grand, like, that's a success story.
Right, for sure. Utah had been certainly a success story this year, winning seven in a row. They've dropped their last two as they start this four-game road trip that has two sets of back-to-backs. They will be in Toronto tomorrow night after taking on the Sabres tonight. This is a Buffalo team that won on Saturday on Hockey Fights Cancer Night. They did so in a shootout, and they did so with Luukkonen in goal, getting his first win of the year.
Yeah, and for Luukkonen, it was a slower start. I felt like he was still a little kind of unsure and uneasy about himself. There's a couple of rebounds, like pucks hitting him right in the chest and bouncing right in front of him. So, but really felt like in the third period, it got turned in a positive way. The penalty killed, three straight penalty kills in the third period, like penalties you can't take, but, you know, your penalty kill is over 90% now. That was good, and big part of that was Lukanen. But more importantly, in the shootout, I felt like he was so under control. Everything that he was facing, he was reacting. Like, Washington came in with different looks. So much so that Ovechkin and Ryan Leonard, the last two shooters, lost the puck. Like, they make a move, and then they're like, oh, the goalie's still there. So they're thinking, like, what can I do? They lose the puck. So that is a big reason as to why that happened and why the Sabres won.
Lukanen, so good in shootouts over the last three seasons, and it was a perfect 5-for-5 outing for him in that discipline. So, but it doesn't get there without the penalty kill. Again, these are small sample sizes. They played 12 games this year, but you can only compare to the other 31 teams in the NHL, and Buffalo sits first in this regard. What's the bigger story? Sitting first right now out of 32, or sitting first based on where they were last year?
Oh, I 6-7, 6-7. I don't know. Like, it's 50-50 right now. It's like, with the improvements that they've made, because, I mean, everybody says, right, oh, you need good goaltending to have a good penalty kill. I looked at the numbers from last game. Those three penalty kills in the third period, Washington was flatlined. Like, their expected goals did not move for 2 minutes. They didn't create offensively. They didn't get good shots. They didn't get good looks. Why? Because it's not your goaltending that's making saves. If it was goaltending, that the line would be moving up, the numbers would add up, and you're saying, oh, your goalie was definitely your best player. And maybe they saw an opportunities, but Lukanen was there, and they're like, oh, we got to go somewhere else. I feel like the group right now is really strong in front of Lukanen in their way of reading. In training camp, I didn't like how the defenseman, the net front defenseman, kept leaving the front of the net to go up to the bumper position. Right. It allowed a lot of short attacks. They've adjusted to that. Because teams kind of see what you're doing, and they're trying to attack down low, but the Sabres have adjusted to it. And then when they kick it back out, the forwards are being really good. So, and look, you didn't have Benson. He even had a penalty kill where Tage Thompson, who's not killed a lot this year, he's killed like 25 seconds or whatnot. He went out there for a face-off because Lindy's like, I need a right-handed centerman to take a face-off. He won the draw. They dump it out. He went for a change. Like, the little details of the game. That's very important when you're killing penalties.
So maybe it's coaching. Here's Lindy.
I don't think our penalty killers gave up a scoring chance. That's how good they were. I thought our clears were excellent. I thought Samuelsson was all night was a beast when it comes to the killing and blocking shots. The previous game, I think he blocked like three shots, killing the penalty. But we didn't make a lot of mistakes, and then we got rewarded there with the McLeod breakaway that we could have hurt him with a shorthanded goal too.
That's been the whole season. I think how well we've been killing penalties, and how well the guys are, you know, ready to kind of put themselves on the line, block shots, and you know, make plays on the penalty kill. I think it's been awesome to see. So, you know, before also, but also, you know, tonight it was a big thing for us.
4-3, again, beyond regulation time. It's been a bit of a recurring theme. The Sabres were able to break out of that drought of losing three straight in that situation and win this time 4-3 in the shootout with Lukanen and the penalty kill and Isaac Rosanne. Now, Noah Oslin is back up tonight because of the illness and injury situation for the group. But Rosanne has been waiting for this moment, and what did you think? Pretty impressive night, right?
Very impressive, very noticeable. That's all you want if you're getting called up. And this is a big difference for where Isaac Rosanne was last year and the year before when he got called up and got to play some games. Right away, the quickness as to which he was on pucks and skating with the puck and the confidence with the puck and getting to the right areas, I felt was very, very significant. and a big difference. And that's why, like, you know, you see guys that are getting called up, and sometimes they're on a fourth line, and maybe the fact that they played Roseanne with Kulik and Quinn helped Roseanne feel very comfortable playing with Kulik and knowing that, oh, we've played together. Having a guy like Quinn who, you know, they could probably just talk about, hey, you know, you were great in Rochester. Let's bring back that energy. Like, all three of us kind of have that Amherst line, even though they didn't play together. I thought they were really good. But when Roseanne took the puck to the middle on that, it looks like Quinn lost the puck. I don't know if Quinn gave him the pass or lost the puck, but he cut to the middle and shot and beat the goalie clean. I felt like that was all that we've been seeing Roseanne do in Rochester, and he did it in Buffalo. And that was, to me, the big significant change from last year to this year.
Well, Roseanne was AHL Player of the Month, and obviously that was based on...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Everything he did before his latest recall, and the coach certainly took note of the performance.
Really an air of confidence with him. He doesn't, you know, seem like one of those nervous first-year kids you're going to put in the lineup and you're going to give a try. I think he's had a couple opportunities and knew that he could have been better. I think he's using this one with the way he played in Rochester to really take advantage. We're putting him in a pretty big spot, and, you know, so far he's responded. It was a big goal for us. He had another opportunity inside that game to score. I think he's really skating well. So, you know, I think he knows his strength is his skating and some of the finesse plays he can make, along with his shot, which I think he proved the other night can be a weapon for him.
So Roseanne is now 16 games into his NHL career, and he has the first goal. Tonight, in all likelihood, with Osland being recalled, will be Noah's 13th NHL game. He's looking for his first NHL point. Is tonight the night?
Well, I would like to say, and I believe, like, in practice yesterday and what you may see tonight, like, you may see Osland play with Roseanne, right?
Right.
And put them together and say, let's do
the same thing. They have played a lot more together than
Kulik and Roseanne. So it's like, okay, let's build on what happened last game and make it even more familiar for Noah Osland, and having Roseanne there. And if Roseanne plays at the same level, I think it's very possible that we see Noah Osland getting some offensive opportunities. It'd be a fun story going from Saturday, Roseanne getting his first NHL goal, and how about tonight, getting Osland his first NHL goal. I know I picked Doan, you picked Kesselring, but I wouldn't be opposed to have a second choice and say Osland for his first NHL goal tonight, anytime goal scorer.
The bigger story is, you know, with all due respect to Noah being back in, is what they don't have. And with Zucker and Kulik out, like, what does this mean for you and what you're seeing in the likelihood of the lines based on practice yesterday and, you know, expectation and all the rest of it?
Well, the way that the lines were laid out in the last game, so you had Greenway up in the lineup. So Thompson was in the middle, but now Quinn may get that opportunity up top.
Because Zucker's not there.
I think that, you know, Don McLeod Tuck, that's something that you got to keep together. At least have some consistency and say, this is our line that's going to stay together. But I think that's a great opportunity for Quinn to go up top and get that look with Thompson and Greenway. I like Jordan Greenway's game last game. I thought there was some really good moments. He was obviously very involved in the penalty kill. But you're going to need to get some production now from that line with Thompson and Quinn, and maybe they find a good matchup. I think Lindy Ruff has to be able to maneuver with the lines and the matching up a little bit more. Because you obviously, I don't think, want to put Auslan and Roseanne in a situation where they go against, you know, Logan Cooley and Clayton Keller and whatever. Like, you got to be able to manage that. And that's probably going to be McLeod Tuck and Don. Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to be on the kids and get that done. So there's going to be some work to be done behind the bench. And it looked, though, like, according to some Utah social media, that Karel Vemelka may be starting. Duffer, I thought for sure we were going to see Vitek Vanacek because it's Vitek Vezina Vanacek when he plays the Sabres. He's 12-2-1 against the Sabres lifetime. But did you know Vemelka has better numbers in terms of goals against average and save percentage?
Yeah. Well, that happens when the sample is half the size.
It's half the size, but a 186 and a 940 is pretty good. So maybe.
Well, we did mention that Utah won both games 5-2 last year, so it's
that helps, but it goes back to his time with Arizona where he was pretty good as well playing against the Sabres. So it's been good, but I was surprised that maybe we will not see Vitek Vanacek with his success that he's had against the Sabres, and especially in this building.
Again, it's back-to-back. They are in Toronto tomorrow.
Yes, they are.
Strange trip because then they have 2 days between games, and then they have back-to-back again with Montreal and Ottawa before coming home. And the first game when they come home is Buffalo again next Wednesday. So interesting time for Utah, who's lost two in a row. My only surprise, if it's not Vanacek, would be because Vemelka was in for the last two losses as well. So why not start the trip with a guy who has an incredible record? But obviously both of them have very good records against the Sabres, so we'll see how it shakes down. But the fact of the matter is Buffalo is missing Benson, Danforth, Kozak, who could be come back on Thursday. Norris, Kulik, and Zucker. That's a lot of forwards.
It's a lot of forward. Your group of D is intact, though.
Yep.
That's good. And, you know, with all indication, Lions going tonight. So you got some stability on the defensive side. Maybe a little challenge offensively. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been four games in a row, 4-3, 4-3, 4-3, 4-3, overtime, shootout. Maybe that's more of a 2-1, 3-1 type of game that plays out tonight.
Right. Kesselring coming up here on Sabres Live. Here's what the week looks like for the Sabres. It's the extension of the three-game homestand tonight as Utah is in. I was 100% convinced last night watching the Blues early that St. Louis was going to be coming in here on Thursday riding a 9-game losing streak.
Yeah.
They had lost 7 in a row. They miraculously won last night. I shouldn't say miraculously. It actually felt almost uneventful, but they did score late and win in regulation against Edmonton. Now they have one more game against Washington before coming here. So maybe they'll be winners of two in a row by the time they come here to take on the Sabres. And then Buffalo hits the road with a big challenge to start four straight on the road. That's Saturday night in Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina is a really good team. And when you start
Decimated by injury, but
they still are a team that is hard to play against. You start a four-game road trip. You want to start with a win. So I would like to see, and then this is again, wishful thinking, glass full, but you got a winnable game tonight despite the injuries. Utah, who are hot, have lost a couple. You got a really winnable game on Thursday against St. Louis. You go into Carolina Saturday. It's a winnable game. There's all these winnable games laid out in front of you. Go and get them. Make a stand because you all saw, like, Tampa's getting hot again. Montreal's finding ways to win. Detroit, like, Keep with the Joneses. Let's go. Let's keep winning games.
Well, there's 11 teams in the East separated by 1 point, and Buffalo is part of that group. So, there's a lot of fluctuation every night. at their fingertips, you know, as far as trying to move up the ladder. Does mammoth roll off the tongue? Because nope. I don't feel like it has rolled off the tongue for you. And we're asking on our daily poll here on Sabres Live, you know, what you would have named them. Utah Mammoth, Utah Hockey Club, Utah Yeti, Utah Outlaws. You may have noticed I simply default to Utah. I don't call them anything else. Well,
I think Yeti would have been my call, like the Yeti.
Yeah.
I get it. They couldn't get the Yeti, and now really
couldn't or wouldn't. I mean, anything is attainable in this world, is it not?
Yeah, but I think that the Yeti, the company, is a big company that
sure
they'll
is.
Fight it, and it will take a long time. And you get
if they wanted
decision.
To be the Utah Ford,
that would cost a lot of money in court. But they are already like what? Mammoth was kind of taken.
Just a word, like there's, seriously.
But
like,
Mammoth is also a company that was a.
It's the Colorado Mammoth. But champions no. of the National Lacrosse League a couple of times.
But there is a hockey bag and apparel company called, you know, Mammoth Hockey or something that actually was not happy that they've been called the Utah Mammoth. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
New York Red Bull Soccer. There's all you need to know about. See?
Yeah, they're sponsored by Red Bull. That's
so
the reason.
So
Red Bull calls everything
right.
Red Bull.
So Utah could have worked it out where they would have had a deal here and nobody would have thought otherwise.
Actually,
it would have just sounded like a cool
New
name.
New York Red Bull is owned by Red Bull, I believe. So that's how Red Bull does their thing. And I get what you're saying. Here's the thing. I thought Utah Hockey Club last year was really good. Now, I get what you're saying, and like Shino Goldman says, for the writing press, when they have to write the hockey club, yeah. Utah Hockey Club, it becomes very redundant. So I think, did they pick the right one eventually? Yeah, Utah Mammoth is fine. I would have gone with the Yeti, but obviously could not get that way. You know, you weren't going to go Grizzlies or
no.
The Outlaws was terrible. I didn't like Outlaws. Like, what is that? Like, well, because you're in Salt Lake City, you're an outlaw? Like,
yeah.
It didn't make sense.
Well, hit us up on the poll. We'll update it by the end of the show. There are 10 games in the NHL tonight, including some dandy late ones. I mean, the Kings are not necessarily worth watching at the moment. Winnipeg is there. That's
Winnipeg
a big game.
Is good.
Tampa's won 5 in a row there. Colorado and Detroit is at Vegas. So those are some interesting late games. So let's go around the National. Dazzling and disturbed, or dazzled and disturbed, whatever you want to call it. What is jumping out for you right now?
Okay, I'll start with Saturday night. There was a moment in the Pittsburgh Winnipeg game mm-hmm. that was disturbing and dazzling at the same moment. Mm-hmm. So the disturbing part is that when Shelovs went out to play the puck and lost the puck, and Kyle Connor got the puck and was looking to put it in the empty net, Shelovs threw his stick at the play, right? At Kyle Connor, like as he was diving and he threw his stick. Kyle Connor did not score. So the referee put his arm up in the air, says a penalty shot has been awarded because the goaltender, Shelovs, 37, threw his stick at the puck. So that's disturbing. Like we've seen Nedeljkovic like getting like cut out and, you know, mishandling the play.
That
the
was Askarov.
Well, Askarov did one too, but earlier in the year it was
okay.
Nedeljkovic.
San Jose netminders.
Yeah, most San Jose netminders. But then, so this is not an automatic goal. It's not like an empty net situation where, you know,
did
you're
you
throwing a
see the McKinnon
sick.
One that got awarded the other night?
No.
When the net was off for like 2 seconds and they basically just assumed that he would have scored? It was like, I get why McKinnon was mad, but it was brutal. It was like, oh, we're going to start assuming now? Like,
my point is that it's not an empty net situation, so you cannot award the goal. So, nice play by Shelovs to throw his stick and
yeah.
say, I'm going to get a better chance at a penalty shot. Well, Kyle Connor, that was my dazzling. He scored on the penalty shot with his great backhand move. So, in the same play, you get a goalie getting caught, throwing his stick, penalty shot awarded. I'm like, good move, but bad move because you still give up a goal. So, that was dazzling and disturbed right in the same play.
All right, quick break. We want to hear from Michael Kesselring. He's coming up. So Sabres fans, find the matchups that work best for you and build your 5-game pack today. You can enjoy savings on single game pricing and, of course, have priority access to playoff tickets, the flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Visit Sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. Number 8, straight ahead on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.